Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the biggest startup funding moves before your morning coffee gets cold. Big thanks to today's sponsors, Ada, helping startups integrate AI into their products faster than ever. Ago Consulting, pronounced Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting from AI chips all the way to full SoC design. And Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a whole portfolio of silicon industry companies, including Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business, and their flagship chip startup, Zenvidia, which is positioning itself as nothing less than a challenger to Nvidia. Yeah, you heard that right. Today, we've got Elon Musk's boring company reportedly eyeing a massive $20 billion valuation, a scrappy one-year-old startup called Natural raising $30 million to take on Stripe in the AI payment space, and we're digging into the infrastructure gap in enterprise AI agents, because the plumbing behind these systems is becoming its own massive investment category. So let's get into it. All right. First up, and honestly, this one just refuses to stay out of the headlines. Elon Musk's boring company is reportedly in talks for a major new funding round, and the number being thrown around is a $20 billion valuation. Now, $20 billion for a tunneling company, let that sink in for a second. The boring company, for anyone who needs a quick refresher, is Musk's infrastructure startup focused on building underground transportation tunnels, most famously the Las Vegas Convention Center Loop, which shuttles people around in Tesla vehicles through a network of tunnels beneath the city. The company has expanded its ambitions significantly since then, with projects proposed across the U.S. and internationally, and Musk has floated the idea of eventually connecting major cities with high-speed underground transit. Now, the specific round details, like who's leading, who's participating, how much they're actually raising, haven't been confirmed yet, so we're in that early reporting zone where things can shift. But the valuation figure itself is what's turning heads, because $20 billion is a serious number even by 2025 standards. For context, this would put the Boring Company in truly rarefied air. We're talking top-tier unicorn territory. Well past unicorn, actually. This is more like a decacorn situation. And look, Musk companies tend to attract capital in ways that defy traditional VC logic. There's the hype factor, the optionality factor, and frankly, the Musk factor, which for better or worse moves markets and fundraising conversations alike. The bull case here is real, though. Infrastructure is genuinely broken in most major cities. Tunneling technology hasn't seen serious innovation in decades. And if even a fraction of Boring Company's project pipeline gets built, the revenue potential is enormous. The bear case is equally real. Tunneling is hard, expensive, slow, and heavily dependent on government contracts and municipal politics, none of which are fast or predictable. But here's what I think is the most interesting angle. A $20 billion valuation signals that sophisticated investors, or at least some of them, believe underground infrastructure is a serious asset class, not just a vanity project. And when you zoom out and look at what's happening with autonomous vehicles, smart cities, and urban density, the idea of rethinking how people move beneath our cities starts to feel less like science fiction. No confirmed investors yet, no confirmed round size, but watch this space closely, because if this deal closes at that valuation, it's going to be one of the biggest infrastructure funding stories of the year. All right, let's pivot hard from tunnels to terminals. The payments kind, because story two is genuinely fascinating, and it involves a one-year-old startup that has the audacity to say it wants to take on Stripe. The company is called Natural, and they just raised $30 million to reinvent financial architecture specifically for autonomous AI transactions. So here's the problem they're solving, and once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Our entire payments infrastructure was built for humans. You have a card, you have credentials, you authenticate, you approve a transaction. The whole system assumes a person is at the center of every financial decision, but AI agents don't work that way. When an AI agent is autonomously booking travel, purchasing software licenses, paying invoices, or managing vendor relationships on behalf of a company, it needs to be able to transact, and the existing rails just weren't designed for that. Natural is building what they're calling a new financial architecture from the ground up for this agentic world, where the entity initiating and completing a transaction isn't a human. It's software acting on a human's behalf. The implications here are massive. We're talking about a potential sea change in how money moves through the economy as AI agents become more capable and more embedded in business operations. Now, taking on Stripe is a bold claim. Stripe is one of the most well-funded, well-architected, deeply entrenched fintech companies on the planet. But Natural's argument seems to be that Stripe, like everyone else, built for the old paradigm. $30 million in funding at just 1 year old is a serious vote of confidence, and it tells me VCs are watching the agentic AI space very carefully and betting that new infrastructure companies will be needed to support it. This is exactly the kind of picks and shovels bet that tends to age really well in tech. When a new computing paradigm emerges, the infrastructure layer almost always becomes enormously valuable. I'll be watching Natural closely because if AI agents really do start handling significant volumes of enterprise transactions, and all signs point to yes, then whoever owns that financial rails layer is going to be in an extremely powerful position. Okay, so now I want to spend some time on a theme that's been building across multiple stories today, and it's one of the most important structural conversations happening in enterprise tech right now, the AI agent infrastructure gap. VentureBeat had a great piece highlighting five startups tackling different pieces of this puzzle, and the core problem is this. Enterprise AI agents can do impressive work, but they can't talk to each other. They can't be trusted with permissions in a reliable way, and when something goes wrong, nobody can audit what actually happened. Think about what that means in practice. You've got companies deploying dozens or even hundreds of AI agents across different systems, different vendors, different workflows, and right now these agents are essentially operating in silos. One of the companies highlighted is Band, which is focused on orchestration, basically being the conductor that manages all the agents you have running in the background and makes sure they're working together coherently rather than stepping on each other. And orchestration sounds boring until you realize that without it, multi-agent systems become unpredictable really fast. And unpredictable is a word that enterprise CIOs absolutely hate. The observability piece is equally critical. In traditional software, you can log everything, trace every function call, understand exactly why a system did what it did. With AI agents, that observability is much harder to achieve, and from a compliance and governance perspective, especially in regulated industries like finance or healthcare, that's a showstopper. Then there's security. When you give an AI agent permissions to act on your behalf, how do you ensure it's not being manipulated, that it's not exceeding its authority, that it's not creating vulnerabilities in your systems? These aren't hypothetical concerns. They're real blockers for enterprise adoption. And every month that this infrastructure gap exists is a month that companies can't fully deploy the agentic AI capabilities they're theoretically paying for. What I find really compelling about this space from a funding perspective is that these infrastructure companies are not dependent on one specific AI model or platform winning. They're essentially platform-agnostic picks and shovels, plays that should benefit regardless of whether OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, or someone else ends up dominating the model layer. No specific funding amounts were announced in this story, but the fact that multiple startups are already gaining enough traction to present at a major conference like VB Transform tells me investment is flowing here, even if it's not always making headlines yet. Watch the orchestration, observability, and security layers of enterprise AI. That's where I think some of the most durable companies of this cycle are going to be built. And speaking of building durable AI infrastructure, let's talk about Waymo for a second. Because while this isn't a funding story per se, it's one of the most important AI deployment frameworks I've seen documented publicly. And every founder and investor in the AI space should understand it. Waymo, the self-driving car company under Alphabet that spun out of Google, has some of the highest stakes of any AI deployment on the planet. Their models aren't generating marketing copy or summarizing emails. They are making split-second decisions in the physical world that affect human lives. And what Waymo has articulated publicly is a principle that I think should become standard practice across the industry. An AI project isn't ready until its evaluations are ready, not just when the model performs well on a benchmark. That's a really important distinction, and it's worth unpacking. The difference between a model performing well in testing and actually having the evaluation infrastructure to continuously validate that performance in production, those are two completely different things. Waymo uses continuous evaluation, carefully curated data, meaningful human oversight, and clearly defined business outcomes as their framework. And the insight is that the eval layer is not an afterthought. It's foundational. For founders building AI products right now, if you can't clearly articulate how you will know when your AI is performing well or poorly in production, that is a serious gap in your product development process. And for investors, I'd argue that any AI company that can't answer the question, how do you evaluate your model's real-world performance continuously, is a significant risk in your portfolio. The Waymo framework isn't just relevant for autonomous vehicles, it's a template for responsible AI deployment that applies anywhere the stakes are high, which increasingly means everywhere. Okay, last story of the day, and this one is a really practical one for anyone building with AI. Nimble, a New York City-based startup, just launched something called Web Search Agents, and the headline numbers are genuinely impressive. They're claiming 21% more accurate web research compared to existing approaches, and they're doing it while cutting token costs in half. Now, for anyone who's built production AI applications, those two numbers together are basically a dream. Better accuracy and lower costs don't usually come as a package deal. So what's Nimble actually doing? They're using domain-specialized agents for web search rather than a single general-purpose retrieval approach. The idea is that searching for medical information requires different logic, different source prioritization, and different validation than searching for financial data or legal precedents or technical documentation. By specializing the agents to specific domains, Nimble is claiming they can dramatically improve the signal-to-noise ratio in retrieval, which is one of the biggest practical challenges in building reliable AI applications today.
If you've ever built a RAG system, retrieval augmented generation, you know that garbage in, garbage out is the law of the land, and getting high-quality, relevant retrieval is often harder than the model work itself. The token cost reduction is also significant from a business model perspective. AI applications at scale can have brutal unit economics if you're not careful about token consumption, and cutting that cost in half can be the difference between a profitable product and one that bleeds money with every query. No specific funding round was announced with this launch, but Nimble is a startup worth watching. They're attacking a real technical problem with a differentiated approach, and if those accuracy and cost numbers hold up at scale, this could be a very interesting company. The broader theme here connects back to what we talked about with the agent infrastructure gap, as AI agents become the primary way that information is retrieved and acted upon. The companies building better retrieval infrastructure are going to be foundational to the whole ecosystem. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of Funded. Massive thank you to our sponsors Ada Ago Consulting and Zen Semiconductor for keeping the lights on and helping us bring you this coverage every single day. If you want more great content from the Ada Podcast Network, go check out Skylar's Money Matters. It's a great companion show where we go deeper on the financial and investment side of the tech world. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a daily funding update. And as always, check the show notes for more details on every story we covered today. Links, sources, and extra context are all down there waiting for you.